today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. We go straight to the phones to Theo on the line, calling from the woods, I guess. Is it Theo? Did I get that right?
I prefer the name Theodore.
All right, Theodore, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to answer a question that you posed the other evening about explosive devices.
Uh-huh.
The question that you posed was that why do the FBI and bomb squads explode these devices if they are meant to be blown up in the first place?
Yeah, I've always been confused about that because Mark had a story last night about a mysterious package that was found outside of a Carl's Jr. out west. And the cops, as they always do, they called the bomb squad out and they blew up the mysterious package. It just seems to me if there's something volatile, the last thing you'd want to do is blow it up.
Well, see, you have to understand the purpose of the thing. You see, there are three main methods of which a incendiary device can do its damage. There is the concussive force, the incendiary damage, and the fragmentation.
So concussive force being just like the shock wave that goes out, incendiary being flames, and then fragmentation, things that are sharp that will impale you.
Yes, you are correct, sir. And you see, they explode these weapons in order to disable these functions of the bomb.
But how does exploding the bomb disable the bomb?
Well, for example, if you were to think about the fragmentation device, the fragmentation pressure must come from within the device. So if you have another explosive taking apart the weapon in question, the device can no longer fragment in the way that it was intended. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand now. But what does that do for what about the incendiary issue? How does that fix that?
Well, for example, with the incendiary device, most of them rely on a gaseous or a powder form to be dispersed into the surrounding area. And therefore, if you are to achieve a temperature that is hot enough, you can burn up all the fuel for the device before it can reach its incendiary and thus damaging temperatures.
And the concussive?
And the concussive force works much the same way. Again, it requires an air mixture in order to achieve the force required to tear up those naughty policemen.
Thanks for the call, Theo. We appreciate the expertise. 800-259-9231. So it sounds like there are some real physics-based reasons to actually blow up the suspected packages.
Well, I suspected that from the beginning, that they weren't just blowing up these packages for no good reason at all.
And you were right about that. I just wanted to know what the science was. What were the reasons for this? Because they sure as hell... I mean, there's also the added bonus of the bomb squad does get to blow things up, and you know they like that stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, who doesn't?
Right, exactly.
I mean, who doesn't like to blow things up?
I don't know. I guess there are probably some people out there that makes them a little bit nervous blowing things up.
They shouldn't go to work for the bomb squad.
If you're I think that males may be a little bit more likely than females to blow things up. Julia, when you were a young lady, much younger lady, did you engage in, you know, blowing up frogs or mailboxes or random things?
Random things, yes, but that was more because I hung out with my brother a lot. But
I see.
Frogs, live animals,
You watched him blow things up, or you blew things up yourself?
I think I watched him blow things up. I really liked to light things on fire when I was a little kid.
I think little girls and big girls, too, really just like to watch little boys and big boys do stupid things. So they'll just stand around and see what the hell happens.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was cool when I was a little girl. I didn't blow up animals and mailboxes.
No, I never blew up animals or mailboxes, but my friends and I, we did enjoy the occasional fireworks and that.
Right,
sort of
right. Thing. I did that sort of thing.
Which, of course, Independence Day is just around the corner, and I'm sure a lot of people are excited about that and getting stocked up on their fireworks, unless they happen to live in one of those more oppressive states that actually prevent you from buying the fun fireworks.
In which case, they drive to the next state over and buy their fireworks and promise that they'll light them off in that state.
Likely the case.
I'm sure inevitably we'll find one of the standard sort of run-of-the-mill Independence Day time articles from the New Hampshire area, which usually outlines how people are smuggling fireworks into the Boston area and the rest of Massachusetts from New Hampshire. And, of course, the Massachusetts State Police don't take too kindly to that sort of thing. So we'll keep our eyes open for those stories. And, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. And then I think we should talk, to start things out here, I think we should start talking about crackdowns. We've got a photography crackdown we want to talk about, which is absolutely outrageous. But let's go with a more standard crackdown, something that people are a little bit more used to at this point, an oppression, a restriction upon freedom that people are sort of accepting as normal these days. Things are getting a little bit worse in the world of smoking bans out in Australia, of all places, Tasmania. Now, we'd already known that they've had a few smoking bans out there, just as we do here in the United States. But now it's moving out of buildings and moving into cars.
Now, you would really think that Tasmania would be one of those sorts of places where you could just do anything.
It sounds wild.
You'd run around in a grass skirt and dance and howl to the moon or do whatever you want. But apparently they have smoking bans in cars now. And
I think you've just seen too many Looney Tunes cartoons.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm just saying.
According to
those things are sheer genius.
According to the Voice of Tasmania,
genius.
Police will be able to arrest people smoking in cars in which children were traveling and demand to see concealed cigarettes under tough new proposed state laws. A draft public health amendment bill leaked to the Mercury shows that smoking in cars with children inside would be banned starting next January. Other provisions include a designated officer who suspected a person smoking with children in the car could require anyone who appears over the age of 12 to give their name and address and identify others in the car. That's if the officer suspects you of smoking in the car. So they don't really have to have any evidence of that. They can just pull you over and say, I thought it looked like you had a cigarette to your lips. Give me all your information. The officer could make the driver, quote, open or move anything in the vehicle that's capable of concealing tobacco or tobacco products. Huh.
This is now contraband.
Yes,
it is. It's really contraband. And they can essentially search your car. If they
on the premise
think
yeah.
that you might have been smoking.
Yep.
Now, I wonder what else is illegal, and I wonder if they'll use this law to find the other things.
I don't know, marijuana? Yeah, that
just
would fit.
Wondering.
Marijuana would fit in a place where a pack of cigarettes would fit, for sure.
Now, any country that would allow them allow a police officer to just pull you over and search your vehicle without any kind of probable cause, whatever, probably doesn't have anything like a Fourth Amendment. Like
I was
we
going to say, they probably don't, yeah.
Yeah, like we have here in the United States. But likely, it's no real infringement beyond... I mean, they're probably able to pull you over currently and say, I think you might have marijuana in here, I'm going to search.
I would guess you're right about that. And if our Aussie listeners are on board tonight, we'd like to hear from you on this at 800-259-9231. But there's more! There's more! Including, a police officer might arrest a person or may arrest a person without warrant if they don't comply or they give information the officer believes is false. So he can pull them over based on the fact that he suspects they're smoking in a car with a child in it. And then if he believes that you're lying, that's good enough to arrest you.
Wow.
Toys or lollies that look like tobacco or tobacco products would be banned. So no more candy cigarettes in the car, folks.
They're banning them.
That's correct.
They don't even really look like cigarettes. They have colorful wrapping around them, don't they?
No, I'm pretty sure the candy cigarettes that I had when I was a kid, they look sort of like cigarettes.
Really? Just the ones that I had when I was a little kid, they were long and they were tube-like. They were shaped like cigarettes, but they had like bright green striped paper.
No, I've never heard of that.
Well,
really?
That's to keep you from getting pulled over, I guess.
Apparently. Now, I don't know. It doesn't clarify here. It says that toys or lollies that look like tobacco or tobacco products would be banned. I don't know if that means they'd simply be banned from use in cars or banned across Tasmania. I'm not sure which.
I mean, if from far away, if you've got a lollipop in your mouth and a white stick is sticking out of your mouth, that looks like a cigarette, doesn't it? Isn't that pretty much every lollipop on the face of the earth?
I suppose you're right about that.
That's why they're canceled.
800-259-9231. But there's a little bit more where that came from. We'll share that with you on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, we'll tell you about New York's proposed ban on all photography. Welcome to the land of the free. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We got a couple stories to start or to continue in this hour here about intrusive government. You want to talk about intrusive, just look to Tasmania. If you thought the smoking bans in America were bad, and they are, there's all kinds of smoking bans from coast to coast in the United States of varying degrees of, tyranny, I suppose, or totalitarianism.
And they're getting worse.
And they are getting worse. But apparently Tasmania is trying to lead the way here with its new regulations that apparently... This is in draft form right now. They're proposed. So this is not official yet, but they are proposing that a police officer can pull you over if he suspects that you are smoking in a car with children in it.
Smoking cigarettes.
Smoking, well, yeah, smoking something. I'm sure if you have a pipe in your mouth, that's good enough. But yes, you're not allowed to smoke in a car, or you will not be allowed to smoke in a car, and he can pull you over based on simply having suspicion. He may also search your vehicle for tobacco products, simply based on suspicion. If he thought he saw you with a cigarette, that's enough reason to pull you over and then search your car, search all of the areas in which you could hide a cigarette or a pack of cigarettes.
So does that mean that you're not allowed to drive with a pack of cigarettes? Because...
If children are in the car.
So how do you have to go buy cigarettes by yourself?
Well, if you don't get pulled over, I suppose if you get pulled over, or excuse me, if you don't get pulled over, then it's okay. But if you get pulled over, then you could be in trouble for having contraband.
So then technically, it's contraband. You're not allowed to have cigarettes in the car, an unopened pack of cigarettes in the car with children.
I don't know if there's a law that specifies opened or unopened.
Well, I would think that if you had an unopened pack of cigarettes, you'd probably be able to pretty safely say I was not smoking in the car. I was just transporting my cigarettes from the store where I can smoke them, perhaps, to my home where I can smoke them.
And they're also banning toys or lollipops that resemble tobacco or tobacco products. In fact, lolly or fruit-flavored or scented cigarettes or papers would also be banned. So apparently they're going to ban rolling papers while they're at it. Retailers would not be able to sell tobacco in plain or small packages. Retailers would not be able to show cigarettes or other products in a display greater than 4 square meters, 3 feet per meter, so that's about 12 square feet. In a tobacconist, or 1 square meter in other premises.
Mm.
So, wow, that's really restrictive.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Kmart or Walmart or something like that, there's usually a whole section, a whole wall behind one of the cash
registers. Cutting down the varieties of cigarettes that you can sell?
The size.
Well, apparently.
But it is, right? The size of the display.
The size is going to limit.
So you can have stuff... Can you have stuff behind the counter?
Theoretically, you just can't have it on display. So maybe you could have like little signs that show you all the brands that you could buy or something like that. I don't know.
What is the point of that?
Well, they don't want people to see the cigarettes, I guess. Out of sight, out of mind, perhaps, as though someone with a nicotine addiction is going to forget about their need for cigarettes just because they don't see the display.
Ludicrous.
And so the tobacconist, a shop that is dedicated to selling tobacco, will only be able to sell in a 12-square-foot area. Just amazing. Let's see. A study published in the Medical Journal of Australia earlier this year showed children exposed to cigarette smoke in cars were more than twice as likely to develop asthma. Surveys and tests of almost 1,500 young teenagers showed that passive smoking in cars had a more devastating effect on respiratory health than smoking in the home. The results supported a national ban on smoking in vehicles containing children. Now, so that's, I guess, where they're going to move towards. It just seems like maybe the Tasmanian government has just kind of jumped on it a little bit quicker than the entire country of Australia. The move to reduce the size of tobacco displays in shops but not ban them was at the time labeled a cop-out by health groups. One of the health ministers said, quote, children exposed to smoke inside vehicles have a higher risk of asthma, pneumonia, bronchitis, coughing and wheezing, middle ear infection, and meningocial infection. said one of the health ministers. And, of course, as you might imagine, there are a variety of people that are cheering this on. One of the comments on the article says, "I say it's about time. I don't know how effective or proactive the powers of searching a car for tobacco products is, but certainly the other measures sound fantastic. If you need to smoke them, by all means do so, but why should you inflict the byproducts on innocent people who cannot get away with it, or away from it, rather?"
Well, I guess what the question here is not so much someone's right to smoke, but someone's right to raise their child in the manner that they see fit.
Mm.
I wonder, I don't know anything about the laws in Australia. It sounds like they took the idea of the Fourth Amendment and just tossed that out when they were setting up the Constitution there, because it doesn't sound like they've got anything like a rule against unreasonable search and seizure by listening to this law that's proposed here. But what happens if I'm a Scientologist, say, you know, that's my religion, and I decide I don't want to take my kid to the doctor when they have something wrong, an illness wrong with them? There's a parallel here. If I want to expose my kid to smoke, which I would think that, exposing somebody to smoke in an enclosed area like a car is
probably not so good.
Good for their health.
But what if you believe it's holy smoke and that it's imbued with the blessings of Jesus?
I don't know. I mean, there's certainly people that believe that marijuana is holy, or at least claim to. And why wouldn't somebody believe that tobacco is? What if I want to feed my kids those colorful sugary cereals in the morning?
Yeah,
lots of people do that.
Sure, they do. Well, this is
shouldn't the state, shouldn't the Australian authorities be able to kick in your front door, slam you to the floor of your kitchen, slap some cuffs on you, and drag you out because you decided that it was a good idea to serve colorful sugary breakfast cereal to your child? It sounds to me like you're setting the kid up for diabetes. You're some kind of monster.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because you're really effectively pointing out the slippery slope here.
And I think that more children die by being put in the car than die because they were put in the car with somebody smoking.
Well, because of car accidents.
Car accidents.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you'd expose your child to a fiery death in an automobile?
It's a daily risk.
What kind of hideous monster are you? Disgusting.
800-259-9231.
Lock them up. Never let them leave the house.
If you want to chime in on this, if you think this is a good idea, definitely want to hear from you. But I think, Mark, you're really touching effectively.
You know,
on
most accidents happen in the home.
It's true.
Really, you know, the safest
but not car
place,
accidents.
The safest place for a child is in the loving, caring arms of the state. The government should raise every child from, as soon as they can pull them off of the breast, hand them over to the state, and, you know, really, these bureaucrats that are making these rules, they know far, far better what's good for our children than we do.
Is that satire, Mark? Do I detect a hint of sarcasm?
It's disgusting, these people. What do they think they're doing?
Well, they think they know best. You're right. And they would like to control your life. And it's pretty sick stuff. 800-259-9231. It is a dangerous, slippery slope. And I think, Mark, I don't even know if we need to comment any further. I think you did a brilliant job pointing out.
Brilliant. That does describe me.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The New York City photography ban is coming up.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, totally free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Now, you know what? I think we should address the smoking in cars issue just a little bit further. Tasmania in Australia is looking at some very restrictive rules, some very restrictive laws they're looking at passing that could make it so police officers can pull people over simply based on the suspicion that they think that the driver is smoking with the child in the car. They can then search the car, all kinds of very tyrannical restrictions. And people are going to hear us taking a position on this and say, well, what, you guys want parents to smoke with their kids in the car? This could not possibly be a good thing. You guys are in support of this? And I want to point out that no, I don't think it's necessarily a good idea, but I can tell you one thing that is a worse idea, and that is arresting a young child's parents, especially in front of that young child, and taking the children out of the hands of their parents and putting them in a foster home or in a state orphanage or whatever.
Well, you know, I think most people want to be able to raise their kid the way they want to be able to raise their kid. Whether they want to be able to let their child watch television as, you know, a form of entertainment to keep them out of their hair for a little while, whether they want to feed them sugary foods or perhaps fatty foods. I don't think there's anything wrong with feeding a child a cheeseburger. I probably wouldn't feed my kid Fruity Pebbles,
mm-hmm.
although I do eat them. But
you know, as I say, not as I do, son.
I'm just telling you. You know, that's how my dad was with smoking. What can I tell you? I wouldn't smoke in the car with my child. That wouldn't be my particular choice. But I another choice that I'm likely to make with my child that some people may not support is I'm not going to get my child vaccinated.
Mm.
I wouldn't do that. Because I think that there's some health dangers to vaccinations, and I'm simply not going to do it. Now, would you support forcing me to get a vaccination? Would you? And if that's the case, then why? What if there were 51% of the people out there thought like I did, and we said, no, vaccinations should be eliminated from the face of the earth? I mean, is the majority correct?
No, not necessarily.
I work with a man who takes his 10-year-old son shooting. I imagine some people would definitely not be okay with that.
Yeah, I imagine you're right about that. So again, every set of parents has their own idea for how children should be raised. And
if those parents want to continue raising their children the way they feel is correct, they should be against legislation like this.
Absolutely, because this is a slippery slope, and if this goes through and they are allowed to control what you can do in your car with your kids, it's just a matter of degrees before they're invading your home with all sorts of oppressive regulations, as you proffered earlier, Mark, the idea about restricting the types of cereal that your kids can eat, or very severely restricting their diets just in general. I mean, we're not far away from that today, and that's kind of a scary future. I'm not interested in having bureaucrats decide for me as a parent what my kids can and can't eat, because then inevitably, once they start laying down all the rules for kids, I mean, if we keep going on this path, which inevitably government will do, because government gets bigger, government gets more intrusive and more oppressive as time goes on. So let's say that they lay down these smoking regulations, and then they lay down the cereal regulation, and then they lay down the no fat regulation.
Well, they've already laid down the no trans fat regulation in a
some
lot
places.
Of places.
Yeah, that's true. And so they start putting all these regulations on what your kids can eat. Well, then how far are we away from them deciding what you as an adult can eat? How far is that? I mean, if once they've cracked down and said that, well, your kids have to eat this and this and this, mm-hmm. and they have to do 30 minutes of exercise every day, but now we don't want your mom and dad to look like they're bad examples, so we need you guys to start doing 30 minutes of exercise every single day, and yep. we'll be sending our exercise squads around to check on you.
People can get hurt doing exercise. It has to be low-impact aerobics.
Well, I'm sure they'll argue forever
I'm
over
sure
what
they will.
The curriculum will be for that. But this is such micromanagement, and it's what government really wants to do. And yeah. they need to be stopped. They need to be rebuffed at every turn. But most people aren't going to do that.
Because
most people are going to
kind
sit
of people,
back and take it.
The kind of people that get themselves into government are activists, generally. People mm-hmm. that really, really know what's best for you. Whether it's
so they think.
What kind of renewable power energy you should be using in mm-hmm. your home, what kind of foods you should be eating, who should be smoking where, you know, whatever kind of safety measure it is that they want to take care of everybody with. These people are sick, and they want to control your lives.
Yes, they do, and they're doing their damn well best to do it. Now, again, these sorts of regulations need to be rejected. They need to be refused. They need to be disobeyed. But will people do that? Probably not.
No. Well, I think that part of that is there's been so many smoking regulations now, they're sort of getting used to it, and I feel often when I talk to smokers, it's almost like they feel a little guilty for smoking, because mm-hmm. now it's sort of assumed that smoking is so terrible, and they like to comply because they feel like they sort of shouldn't be bothering anybody with their smoke, and it's kind of sad.
Well, there are those smokers that feel like they can't quit on their own, so if a law is passed, that will help them quit or something like that. And that's the mentality. It's disturbed. You know, if you've got a problem, you need to have the courage on your own and the strength to quit it on, you know, to solve that problem on your own.
And
please don't look to the lawmakers.
Right. And if you want to solve it on your own, if you want it bad enough, you will do it. All it takes is willpower.
Right, and I'd like to propose a solution for the parents smoking in cars, because we can sit here and argue against the state's laws all day long, but what about the very real problem of parents smoking in cars? Is there a way, without the involvement of the government, that we could help encourage people to not do this sort of thing? I would say that ostracism would be the way to go about it. That's really all you should have in your repertoire. As far as influencing other people's behavior, ostracism should be just about it. You can make suggestions to people, and if they don't follow your suggestions, then you can just simply tell them, you know what, Mark, little Billy used to really enjoy playing with your son Sam, but now that I've seen that you're smoking in your car and you refuse to stop putting Sam in danger like that, I'm just not going to ever bring Billy by here again until you stop that behavior.
Well, you and Billy can pound salt in your butts. How's that?
We'll find someone else to play with.
Bye-bye.
Right, but then if everybody else, this way, if most people feel this way and there's 5% of the people that are smoking cigarettes in their cars, then the kids, I mean, there's going to be some serious social pressure put on you to make you want to not smoke in the car because you don't want your kid to be a loner. You want your kid to go out and play with the other kids. And
otherwise,
so,
he'll be hanging around the house all the time with you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there are some ways that people can be influenced, but we don't need to be threatening them. We don't need to be waving guns in parents' faces and making demands of them. Can't we just be a little more creative than that, please?
My parents both quit smoking when I was very young because I went to government schools and I heard all the secondhand smoke propaganda and immediately went home, my brother and I, and talked about how awful it was. And they both quit within a few months.
There you go. Voluntary methods.
I tell you, it's difficult for a couple to quit. Once you get two smokers together, it is tough.
My mom quit first, and my dad would sneak outside and smoke, and it bothered me because I knew that he was smoking because I could smell it. But he eventually quit. It took him a little longer, but they both did.
Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. To the phones, to the fun. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I couldn't help noticing that when I was a member of the New Hampshire legislature, they had so many drug addicts in there. They had a designated room directly behind the House chamber where they could go and puff away and feed their addiction to the harmful drug of their choice.
I think that shortly that will be the only indoor sort of public place that a person will be able to smoke in the entire state, right?
Well, I believe they closed that one out since then, but the thing is, meanwhile...
I think they still have the smoking room in
I'm not sure, but they do have a state law that forbids employers to fire people that are smokers. And when you sue the employer because you got fired because you smoke off the job, then you get your job back, and they call that employment at will.
That's going on in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Ugh, that's awful news. Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Employers should be able to fire you for whatever flippin' reason they want to. It's their damn business. They should be able to make those decisions. And if you don't like it, you should just go somewhere else. And more's on the way.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Buy Low and Rite Aid.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, but we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the program. It'll take you less than $3 a month. That's all that we're asking for. And we're just asking you. See, those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give it all away up front, and we say if you want to support us, then help us out. Amp.freetalklive.com is the place to get signed up. Learn about all the details of the program, how we're spending the money, because we don't spend it on paychecks. It turns right around into advertising the show to get the program on more radio stations across the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only forum and AMP-only call-in line, as well as chat room and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones, to the fun. It is Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I quit smoking cold turkey 11 years ago.
Congratulations.
And that's because it cost too much.
Was that the first time you had tried to quit smoking?
No, it was about the third time.
It was about the third time? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different for everybody, you know?
Yeah, yes it is. I wanted to revisit the Gennaro Wilson case. You guys were talking about it last night. And I was reading a speech at one of the legislators in Georgia gave, talking about he was supporting the prosecutor, and he was talking about what had happened that night. And it seemed to me that the guy was misrepresenting a lot.
Okay.
But one of the things that happened is that there was more than one person. There was more than one man, one boy at that party.
That's correct.
They all got in trouble, and they're all sitting in jail. But four of them, I think, took plea deals.
Oh.
And there was a girl that claimed that she had gotten raped. And three of these gentlemen were convicted of sexual battery.
Really?
And they're sitting in jail, too. And this girl had gotten drunk. And so they said that she couldn't consent because she was drunk. And I guess because Julia's there, too, I want to know, how true do you think that is? I mean, the girl went there. She got drunk. Nobody forced her to drink.
Are you asking me my opinion?
I'm asking, yeah. I'm asking you, especially you as a woman, because, you know, this is meant to protect women.
Right.
But shouldn't she take some responsibility for keeping her drinking in check? I mean, she had drank to the point where she was getting sick.
Absolutely.
And now this
same girl that had, you know, now she was how old, 14, 15?
15. At
15
time.
Years old, she had gotten drunk to the point that...
at a party.
She was sick. Now, she couldn't give her consent because she was drunk, but she was still, quote-unquote, sober enough to fellate this young man. Is that correct?
That's a different girl. There was two girls at the party.
I see. There's another girl involved. Okay.
Right.
I just wanted to be clear on what we were talking about.
Well,
And the girl that got sick... She was locked in a bathroom. One of the boys locked her in a bathroom, and he got convicted of false imprisonment. And that's
wow.
Kind of, you know, that's kind of iffy too. But
look, either she was too young to consent, or you know, too drunk to consent to something, in which case she needed to be locked in the bathroom because she's too drunk to be able to consent to anything. Not only is she too drunk to consent to sex, she's too drunk to consent to be able to walk around, right? I mean, she's responsible for her actions, or she's not.
Right.
I've been in situations, not exactly the same, but as a young teenager, I've been in similar situations. And I can say that when I was drinking, I might do some things that I wouldn't exactly normally do. But isn't
that the reason you got drunk?
Right.
Didn't you know that in advance?
Yeah, I knew exactly what I was doing when I was drunk, and the next day I might have been like, man, I probably wouldn't have done that if I wasn't drunk.
Sure.
But
I think
knew
that
exactly,
that's true for every
sex. Yeah, I knew exactly
seconds.
What I was doing, and I definitely consented to everything that I did whenever something like that happened, for sure.
How did these girls end up at this party? I mean, where were their parents?
Well, that I don't know.
I wonder about these things. I mean,
my parents were sleeping at home when I would go out and do these sorts of things.
When I was 15 years old, I wasn't getting away.
I used to sneak out my window.
I used to live 20 miles from civilization.
Oh, yeah,
well,
that'll do it.
That'll do it.
I'm just saying, there are steps that one can take. If one wants one's kids safe and away from bad influences, there are things you can do.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So, Matt, you're saying there were two girls at the party, and one of them said it was not consensual, while the other one said it was consensual?
One of them that was claimed to have been raped, and this is all caught on tape, too, so I didn't see the tape, but I'm just, this is what I know about the case. Gennaro Wilson was found, that charge was dropped.
The rape charge?
So apparently that charge wasn't going to stick. But these other kids, they took plea deals so that they weren't facing the kind of time that Gennaro Wilson got.
So that's why Gennaro made the news, and we haven't heard one peep about these other guys until your phone call, because Gennaro pled not guilty. He truly believed that what he did was a consensual act, and that spending time in jail for such a thing is outrageous, and I would agree with him on that.
That is correct, and that's exactly what happened, and now they're trying to get Gennaro Wilson to take a plea deal to shut him up.
Really? I had not heard that yet. I did not know that. I knew that they were looking at overturning the sentence, and that was going back up to the appeals court. But I didn't know they could offer him a plea after the fact.
They offered him a plea deal, 5 years he would serve instead of 10, and he wouldn't have to register as a sex offender.
You know, it's a real shame because the laws, the way they're set up today, they're set up so that females can pretty much always win these sorts of cases.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you have young females who, for example, maybe they had a boyfriend, they had consensual sex, then they break up with the boyfriend, and they take the opportunity to get revenge.
Stick it to him.
Yeah, and get him with statutory rape or whatever.
Or better yet, you could use it as leverage against him to get things from him.
Right.
Like
and
money.
Some people would say, oh, A young girl would never do that. Well,
yes,
I've got
they
a story.
Would.
And
Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
A friend of mine, this was while I was in prison, a friend of mine had was getting visited by this girl. And, you know, this sort of thing went on all the time, you know.
Conjugal visit?
No. Heck, there's no such thing. conjugal visits are a lie.
That's a myth?
They may very well exist in some states. They certainly did not exist in Florida.
Okay.
No, this was just a visit in the visiting park.
Got it.
You know, guys would write back and forth with letters with girls and that kind of thing. And this girl showed up, and my friend was, I think it was his second or third visit with her, and he just wasn't that interested in her. She was a large woman, and you know, he would get the sort of pleasure, and he did, out of just sort of telling her off.
Hey, really?
Get the hell out of here. You're fat. Leave me alone. And he's, you know, I'm not saying he's a nice guy.
Wait, he told her that before, and she kept coming back
to
see him?
No, this was the last visit.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. I don't know why, and that's just how he is. And what she did was she left and did something very mean, too. But just understand that lies can happen. She left the visiting park, went and found the lieutenant on duty, told the lieutenant that my friend had asked her to bring marijuana in. Now, I will bet anything you'd like that my friend did not ask her to bring marijuana in.
Right.
He simply would not have done it. He's not interested.
How would she have been able to pull that off anyway?
Right. And the fact
that a visitor
asking wouldn't have is not a, you know, punishable offense anyway. But she told the lieutenant that, and the lieutenant came back and talked to my friend about it and, you know, just kind of chatted with him, probably was feeling him out, but he didn't think it was very likely. You know, my friend was working at the chaplain's office at the time.
Right.
You know, not that that's any kind of indication.
Everybody knows you get marijuana from the guards, not the visitors.
You get it from anybody who comes in from the outside. But it happened. I watched it happen. So I know that sometimes people can be scorned and they'll tell lies.
Yes.
Right. Well, especially when the girls know that the system leans in their favor and they know they have that power.
What happens when they start feeling bad about it? Oh, my God, he's going to 10 years or whatever?
Too late, though. At that point, the charges have been filed.
Right. And now she's scared that she's going to get in trouble and go to jail for having filed a false arrest report.
Mm. Yep.
Now she's facing time. You know, once the state's involved, man, it's a big mess.
Which it shouldn't be like that. If it's between two people and one person brings charges upon another person and then they decide to drop the charges, that should be it. It should be done with. But the state gets involved and all of a sudden it's the state versus the offender.
Yep, it's a mess. 800-259-9231. We've got more about sexual issues on the way. I believe, Mark, you've got an incest story. And speaking of consent, now, the Janarlo Wilson case is a 17-year-old having oral sex or receiving oral sex from a 15-year-old. And so one could say, well, they're both underage, so therefore they can both consent together. But what about when you're dealing with, a 40-year-old doctor and 15-year-old boys? We'll talk about that coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour two on the way.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...